And happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along. Don't forget, if you ever miss part of the show, you need a repeat, you can always drop by our website and look for this program as a podcast. It'll be right there on the main page. Brazil Mayor Brian Windham joins us today. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
So, we've talked before. I mean, it seems like Terre Haute's the big focus, but we forget about the guys out here around us, and you guys are important to the area, too. All the focus on the casino and everything else, you're not having a casino here. But you've got lots of stuff going on, though, too, right?
Sure. Yeah, we've still working on our downtown facade grant, and that project's going back out for bid here very soon.
Tell us a little bit more about that, because actually Brazil went through and on 40 right through the middle of town. Well, how has it been? What, 4 years ago?
Yes,
something like that. Now they've totally revamped everything. I mean, the sidewalks, mm-hmm. the lighting, all gorgeous. And there's already been some work on facades through several of the buildings in downtown Brazil. But now you're going to go back and kind of pick up some of the other ones too that didn't make it around the first time.
Yeah, there was some grant money available, and there's six or seven property owners that's applied for that along, and we help facilitate that. And the way that has worked so far is the engineering's all been done and what would be done with the buildings. The grant, we were awarded the grant, and then it went out for bid. Now the bid numbers came back in higher than what we expected. So
don't they always?
Yeah, so really, yeah. But so there's an alternate route. You can do a couple things, and we're actually rebidding it. And that's going to happen here very quickly. So we look forward to see how that works out so we can continue that project.
What kind of a bonus or plus or good response have you seen from the first time? Because when you make these buildings that have been closed in some cases for a while, you go back and you kind of spruce them up, clean them up, all of a sudden you're getting more interest in downtown.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's back to that old saying, you get one shot at a first impression. So we want to get our curb appeal at its maximum value. And that's revitalization of downtown. The NDOT project that came down through town, you know, 4 years ago or when that happened, that was something we could use as a springboard into a lot of these other projects. Now we have a downtown street festival. We have an active Main Street group in Brazil. And there's been a lot of things happen since that project went on.
Yeah, that construction project was a huge pain for everybody that got within 5 miles of downtown Brazil.
But it was well worth it.
Yeah, but you're seeing the payoff of that now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was not only what you see on top of the ground, there was a lot of lines replaced and all that was done as a drainage project.
With, as long as everything pans out as you wanted it to, that means you won't have to go back and dig up all this stuff every other week to fix something because it's all already been fixed.
Yeah, I mean, there was lines replaced that were probably 70, 80 years old. So everything's been brought up to date.
And this was a goal for a long time, just getting to the point where you mm-hmm. actually started moving dirt. I mean, it was your administration and probably a couple more before you and several city councils and members and all that. I mean, mm-hmm. this isn't something that just happened overnight. There's been a lot of people involved.
No, that project actually started on the books in 1996.
Yeah.
So it was a 20-year situation there.
And it required a lot of people to work together and get on the same page.
Absolutely.
Which, if there's other folks that are listening, they're thinking, gee, how did we do that in our town? Well.
But we have a good team. Everybody jumped in there. And NDOT, which that was who the project was under their guidance, they were very good to work with, very accommodating. And like I say, when we got together as a team, this thing happened.
And it goes to show that the towns around Indiana, not so large towns, there's still a lot of life there and mm-hmm. still a lot of things that can happen.
You bet.
So anyway, we've got that going on. What else is going on around town, around Brazil and Clay County that you guys are kind of tied into?
Well, if you may have noticed out west of town, York Chevrolet dealership out there, they're building a new Dodge and Jeep dealership across mm-hmm. the road. So one thing we're working with them on is getting water and wastewater out there for them. You know, without utility improvements, there's not going to be any growth, and we certainly want to do everything we can to facilitate that. Also, we are working out on a project at the industrial park to enhance their water system out there, you know, and provide the water as we should. And that's a project that we're working with on the county, though the county is basically the lead horse on that. We control the water, so we're working with them, and I think you're going to see that move along in
that's something that's kind of interesting to a lot of folks, especially in the outlying areas, because everybody kind of handles their utilities a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Okay, now in this area, you've got REMC and Duke Energy. So there's your electricity. Okay, that's already handled and out of the way. When it comes to water, though, several towns, Terre Haute has Indiana American, and they've also provide to Farmersburg and other places. Brazil, it's the city that runs the water. And it also, too, in some areas, depending on where you're at, the sewage plant could be run by either a private enterprise or by the city municipality. So in Brazil, the city handles both the good water and the bad water both, right?
Right. We still own our own utilities, and we provide water for Harmony, Knightsville, Carbon, those outlying areas. Right. So our water customer base, although it goes to them wholesale and then they do their own billing, we do wholesale them water. And also we do have our wastewater system is extended beyond city limits to work with those communities too, to a certain degree.
You see the problems that Terre Haute's gone through as far as wastewater and having to spend millions upon millions of dollars to redo mm-hmm. the plant. How's Brazil's wastewater system?
We're doing pretty well. You know, we've got a good operator. We've got a good relationship with IDEM. There again, if there's problems, you know, I find that they'll work with us, and we'll get things resolved. Fact is, as I said, we got a meeting today. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to stay compliant. You know, and as the system grows, we're growing down there at the plant also. But it's an ever changing situation you deal with, so it's kind of a moving target.
Yeah,
but. You know, I still think at this time it's beneficial for us to own our utilities, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
I'll say, have you done studies to see if it would be better for you financially if you just kind of got out of that business and let somebody else handle it? Or are you doing well enough to maybe make a little bit on the side?
That's been looked at. And, you know, it's right now at this time, I think we're better off having it. You know, the water, everybody wants the water side of it. Not so much on the wastewater side of it. But,
well, one's a little easier to deal
with.
Right
now we're able to control it. And, you know, one thing people need to understand when it comes to utilities, there's no tax dollars goes into that. That's all supported by user fees. So everybody out there that's on this system, that's where their money's going to support that particular system.
Yeah, like I said, Vigo County's had to deal with their wastewater plant and new regulations. Oh, yeah. Now, are you guys having headaches with having to meet new regulations and standards too, or is your plant new enough to where it's keeping up?
We don't have headaches to meet with those new regulations. We do what is necessary to meet those new regulations. Mm-hmm. So that's something we try to stay ahead of. You know, that's back to being more, you know, you want to stay progressive. You know, if you know this is coming down the line, you want to address it, I think, before you're told you have to.
Around the state, there's been some people basically said, you know, that their utilities, especially the municipal ones, didn't keep up with rates. They'd go 30, 40 years, nobody would ever have a rate hike, and they're paying 5 cents a gallon or something like that. Well, none of that's really feasible anymore.
No.
You guys have kind of kept up, so that way it's not a big shock to the system.
We do try to stay current because, as everybody knows, you know, our fixed costs go up every year, whether it's your light bill or just like at home or whatever you have. So I do like to see us try to keep our rates where we don't have to take 40 or 50% increases. They're more moderate, but, you know, those are inevitable.
Yeah.
You can't avoid that. And there again, though, but we do have control of the system, too. It doesn't have to make a lot of profit, but it does have to cover expenses. And part of those expenses are upgrades. So we're going to continue to keep doing that, and I don't see any problems with that down the road.
One of the things that you're doing is putting together a new police station. Duke mm-hmm. Energy was able to work out a deal with you guys to where they pretty much left their office in downtown Brazil. They didn't really need it. They wanted to get rid of it so they didn't have to maintain it. You guys were looking for more space for the police department to spread out a little bit, and so you came to a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that project's coming along pretty good. And hopefully, you know, we'll be in there before winter. But we did acquire the Duke Energy property, and it will have multiple uses, predominantly a police station. But also, we picked up a garage that we can use down there with it. And also, our plans are to move the water office down there, as that's where people would go to pay their water bill. It's going to be a lot more convenient. There'll be an outside drive-up drop box, and there's not steps like there is at City Hall to get in and out of it. So I think people will find it a lot more user-friendly once we get that move done.
Easier access for everybody. Yeah, which everybody likes that.
Yeah.
You know, nobody likes to have to climb a mountain to get into some place. So, you know, that's...
No, it's all about convenience, and we want to make it that way. And it's going to be a great addition, I think, to our public safety, too.
So with that in mind, does the fire department need anything, or are they doing okay?
Well, the fire department's doing quite well, but here recently we have been looking at their equipment issues, and when I say that, basically a truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting some age on it down there, so.
You guys have, one or two ladder trucks, don't you? You got one, I know, for sure.
There's four.
Four altogether. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize it.
But there's some of that needs replaced, so mm-hmm. that's probably going to be a bonding issue. And right now that's being looked at, and we're getting some figures ran on that. So.
And they're not cheap.
No, I mean, you're looking at $450,000 to $500,000 for a truck that would work for us.
Yeah, yeah. And then it takes you, about a year to build one of those in some cases, once you decide you want it.
Yeah, 9 months, I think you can, is lead time on one of them in most cases to get it designed. Basically, those trucks are built somewhat stock, and it's like a blank canvas, then you can start adding additions to them to fit whatever your needs are.
Just like when you buy a car, do you want power windows or not? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That, well, there's different styles of truck, whether it be a ladder truck or a pumper truck and things of that nature.
Yeah. So with all that said, too, there's other things going on around town. And, of course, how's industry looking in Brazil? You guys are growing.
I think our industrial base is phenomenal here, you know, for this size of community. Everybody that I've talked to out here is they're looking for more people. We have jobs available, and it's anywhere from entry-level to four-year degree jobs. Obviously, Great Danes out there, and we have a lot of machining industry and things here that employment, you know, if somebody needs work, you can get it right here real quick.
Yeah, if you want to work,
mm-hmm.
you can find a place.
Yeah.
I know, because it's a Brit I know is out there,
sure.
And they're always looking for people.
Yeah, PDF supply, and
yeah.
There's a variety of them, but they're all hiring.
You folks don't really have what I would consider a dog in the hunt, because it's all in Vigo County, but as the city, or have you taken any kind of stance on the casino issue that's coming up in the November referendum?
As the city, no, but, you know, I think... if something like that goes in, it will affect the entire Wabash Valley to a certain degree. You know, it appears to me that it could be an asset to the community. I think we'd have people that live over here would obviously visit that facility. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, I think.
Yeah, I think folks are talking, too, about, you know, the convention center. Again, not anything that affects you guys directly, but... it's going to bring more eyeballs and people to this side of the state.
Oh, I agree. You know, the more things we have like that, the more our population is going to grow. And even here in Brazil and our surrounding area here in Clay County, I think if there's more things to do like that, the more odds people's going to relocate into your area.
A little bit of a different area, a little bit different topic. You just had the mayor's ride here mm-hmm. a couple of weeks or so ago. Raised a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We've been doing, that was our eighth year for the mayor's ride, and basically we put together a motorcycle ride, then there's a hog roast afterwards, and we have a get-together, and there's band, live music, and all the things that go along with it. But the whole idea of it was to raise money for the Humane Shelter, and that was from the conception of it, and we had a great year this year. Our goal was $20,000 and actually exceeded $23,000, so we had some very... generous donations. We had a lot of people get on board with sponsorships and just had a great turnout.
Humane societies everywhere, not just in Clay County, but or not even in this side of the state, everywhere, are always in need of more money. So I'm sure they're appreciative of the additional funds that this was able to raise.
Yeah, and I mean, they're, I think, assigned with a huge task.
No win task, quite honestly.
No, it really is, because, you know, they're basically saddled, I feel like, with the responsibility of the collateral damage you get from irresponsible pet owners.
Yeah.
When at the end of the day. And, you know, the trouble with animals, they don't have a say-so in what happens to them, whether they're out there on a four-foot chain in the middle of winter and not being cared for. You know, so somebody's got to take that step. And our humane shelter is based on, it's all on donations. And, You know, them people do a great job down there and very dedicated, and they do it for very little money.
And also the city and county are called in to try to help deal with some of these problems, because your guys in law enforcement are the ones that can actually go in and seize the animal and take them to the shelter.
Absolutely. And that's why we do have a contract the city does with the Humane Society and the county as well. So there is some money directed their way, but still they depend largely on donations.
So the mayor's ride did raise some money for them, and you just wanted a good excuse to go out and ride the bike. And
you betcha.
Take your sidecar out, right?
Well, we'll create that excuse all we can, but it's a lot of fun, and we're getting it's building as every year. It's done better.
Yeah, so you already got the plans being made for next year's event, right?
Yep, we'll be doing that next year.
Mayor Brian Windham, Mayor of Brazil, thanks for coming in and spending some time with us today. If you missed any part of this, want to go back and go, what did he say? Just look for the podcast on our website. We'll see you next weekend.